Each and every one of us, as leaders, possess a unique ability. We can create a ripple effect of positive influence that can truly change lives. Think about the last time you met someone who radiates positivity. It's almost tangible, and you leave feeling uplifted, don't you? When we maintain a positive outlook, we become more approachable to friends and colleagues. That leads to more productive collaborations and career opportunities. The first step to being a positive influence is to build your power of self-confidence. Self-confidence means two things: accepting and trusting yourself, and having a sense of control in your life. So, what tools can we use to help us become more confident leaders?
Where does the confidence come? My confidence comes from being studied. When I am studied in my subject matter, I am very confident.
Melody Hobson is the chairman of the board of directors at Starbucks and co-CEO of Ariel Investments. For decades, she was a contributor to financial segments on the US TV show Good Morning America. On screen, Melody exuded confidence, but getting to that point took an incredible amount of work.
You know, I would just wake up to do Good Morning America at 4 in the morning. I'd wake up at 3 or 2, and I'd just practice and practice and practice. I'd get in the car where a driver would drive me to the studio, and I'd run through my script with the driver, just anyone driving me in the car. And I said, "What don't you understand that I'm saying?" And they would think I was crazy. I'm like, "I'm doing this segment on TV on this topic, and I'm going to like read it back and forth. I'm going to pose the question and answer it and tell me if you understand. If you don't understand what I'm saying, tell me." Like, I did that so many times. Hundreds, if not thousands of times of being on TV for 20 years.
For Melody, like many of the leaders I speak to, having confidence comes from really mastering her material. So the first thing to remember, know your stuff. And even if you don't feel confident, practicing confident body language can increase your self-esteem and help you feel better about yourself. Maintain eye contact, stand up straight, and don't fidget.
When I was on television, there was someone who would watch all of the segments, and they'd say whenever they thought I was unsure, he said, "Your voice quivers just a little bit." And he's like, "The average person can't hear it, but we're experts and we can hear your voice quiver." I learned to hear my voice quiver. And then in hearing my voice quiver, I knew when I wasn't at the top of my game and that I needed to know something and do more work. And that became like a really great tell for me, for myself, of you need to get stronger on this subject.
Mastery of a new skill requires both humility and courage. Winnie Johnson, in her best-selling book, Disrupt Yourself, uses the biblical story of David and Goliath. To find the courage to defeat your own Goliath, she says, you need tools in your backpack.
So, tool number one, taking the right risks. It's a willingness to play where you have not played before. The theory of disruption says that when you do that, your odds of success are 6 times higher. Number two is play to your distinctive strengths. Play to your strengths. Yeah. What do you do well? What makes you feel strong? Because when you feel strong, you're willing to play where you haven't played.
Yes.
And so there's a flywheel effect of playing to your strengths and taking the right risks.
And your confidence grows as well.
It grows as well, yeah.
One technique you can use to really leverage your strengths and help you grow your confidence is what is called the Reflected Best Self Feedback Exercise. It was created from research at the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan. Professor Kim Cameron is the center's co-founder.
Most of the time when we get feedback in an organization, it's in some kind of form like a 360 analysis. 95% of the time, I look for the low scores. So almost all feedback reports focus me on the negative. So we said to ourselves, well, how can we provide feedback to people that doesn't cue them toward the negative, but cues them toward the positive? We ask an individual, simply select 20 people, coworkers, family members, ask them to write three short descriptions, three paragraphs, where you've been especially high impact in a positive way. What strengths did you display? That then can lead to, and therefore, here's some things I can capitalize on. Here's some ways I can even improve my strengths or at least demonstrate my strengths.
Identifying and enhancing your own strengths, taking the right kind of risk, putting in the time and effort to master material, proven ways to improve your self-confidence. I'm Jean-Philippe Courtois. In the next session, I'll be sharing practical tips on how to generate positive energy. To hear more from any of those featured in this episode, head to the archive for their full-length episode.